This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ontario Power Generation, OPG, is determined to build an underground storage bunker for nuclear waste less than a mile from Lake Huron. Michigan's congressional delegation has been objecting to this project in Kincardine, Ontario, every step of the way. Now, with a new year and a new administration in the White House, come fresh efforts. Paul Mitchell is the new Republican congressman from Michigan's 10th District. He and other Michigan members of Congress have asked President Trump to pressure Canada to block the OPG proposal. And he is a co-signer on another letter that was sent to new Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs. Congressman Paul Mitchell, welcome to Stateside.
Good to be with you. Thanks for talking with me.
Now, you've put a letter together and gotten other Michigan members of Congress to sign it, asking President Trump to do exactly what?
Well, we've asked him to engage with Prime Minister Trudeau and address the issue there, move their dump to a location that is outside the Great Lakes Basin. And in the letter, we were able to get 13 total members of Congress from multiple states. It's a bipartisan letter, asking them to move forward and address with the Canadians the location of that disposal site.
There was also a letter you co-signed that was sent to the new Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs, representatives of Great Lakes states. This truly is bipartisan. As I looked through the signatories, there's no either side of the aisle on this one.
Oh, no. The Great Lakes is a source of drinking water for about 40 million people. It makes up one-fifth of the world's freshwater supply. Any risk to the Great Lakes whatsoever is a significant problem, whatever way you measure it. And a country the size of Canada, we have to be able to find a location that doesn't risk that drinking water. It's a massive issue.
We've talked on Stateside about the fact that OPG recently submitted a required report to Canada's government. And just to recap, saying in essence, hey, we looked around. There are no other suitable sites. Moving the location would add $5.5 billion to the cost of this project. And by the way, if we did build somewhere else, it would mean tens of thousands of truck shipments of radioactive waste along the highways. And then finally, I'll quote here, there is little interest among the general public regarding the project. What do you say to those arguments?
Well, I'm not sure. $5.5 billion may well be the case, and that may be the most pressing issue that they're talking about, frankly. Yes, it costs money. It will cost money to do anything that puts it in another location. But how do you measure the cost of safe drinking water for that number of people? How do you make that comparison? Suggest that there isn't any interest. I don't know. It took me all of 4 days to collect the signatures of that members of Congress to send a letter to the Trump administration. And as you know, around Washington, some things don't move very quickly, but that was a pretty simple thing to do. There's a great deal of interest. And I think if you check the people around the Great Lakes in Canada, they'd be concerned too.
And I note that there was an attachment to the letter sent to the Canadian minister with a list of the 186 local, county, and state governments that represent, what, nearly 23 million people on both sides of the border, U.S. and Canada.
Sure.
Do you expect a different approach from the Trump administration to this issue than perhaps the Obama administration took?
Well, I think that one thing you can say for President Trump is he expresses himself in a very direct manner. So I don't believe that they will be quite as vague in terms of our concerns. There's a lot of things, obviously, on the plate at the White House. I can't speak for them, but I certainly can say that I certainly hope they bring this matter up. I've had the chance through some meetings to talk with a couple of members of the Canadian delegation here, and have mentioned it to them as well, and we'll continue to push this issue.
And what's your take on their response and their receptiveness to American concerns?
I think more importantly, and that's why I appreciate Congressman Kildee's letter, the attachment he provided, which included a lot of municipalities along the Great Lakes in Canada, I think that's even more important to them when they hear from all these municipalities over there saying, wait a minute, what are you talking about? How can you say there's minimal risk? This is not an issue we can risk.
Congressman, what are you telling people who are opposed to this project to do? What's the best course of action for concerned citizens?
Well, I'd suggest that they contact their member of Congress. They send a letter to the White House asking them to engage. I know there are a number of Canadians that do hear Michigan radio. I would suggest that they contact their government and they say, folks, we can't play a how big a risk game with the Great Lakes. Besides our drinking water, the recreational and business impacts, that would be massive. And there's got to be, in this country the size of Canada, a better place to put this than a couple of miles off Lake Huron. Come on, guys. I mean, let's be realistic about this.
Paul Mitchell is the Republican representative from Michigan's 10th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you so much for taking our questions today.
Thanks for talking with you. Have a good day.